Commissioner Rothstein came into this job hitting the ground running. Certainly it is an honor for us to work with an individual who served his country in the manner in which he did. And as the commander of Fort Meade, he brought a tremendous amount of knowledge to this, to Carroll, and that is quite apparent in the decisions that he has made throughout this past year.
Good morning. I think the biggest transition from military to civilian world is getting to wear cool ties like this and some happy socks. These are my smart-ass socks. I'm allowed to say smart-ass, aren't I? Okay, cool. Well, what am I going to talk about? Okay, I'd like to share a few thoughts and comments as part of the 61st Board of Commissioners and as a result of a year-long of listening, learning, and leading. And you've heard me say that mantra often, and I really believe it's not a campaign slogan. It's really an opportunity to listen to you, learn from you, and then lead together with you. And we've been doing a great job of that in 2019. I look forward in 2020 to really making it happen. From listening and learning from you, whether it was in formal meetings, whether it was in town halls, or just run-ins in the grocery stores, I've really had a great opportunity to get the candid ideas and thoughts and then be able to move forward. With all that said, I really believe that the state of our county is very strong right now. Most recently, as Commissioner Wann shared, the second year in a row with a AAA bond rating, and the expectation is that's going to continue. With having 92% of our community with a high school degree or above, and hovering around a 2.5% unemployment rate, which is the best in the state, are just a few of these indicators how strong Carroll County is. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to read any of that. Okay. Some of the key successes in the past year, I'm here for you, Mike, can be attributed to our ability to allocate the resources. Problems that are identified, staffed, and then executed with clear recommended course of action, finding the best solutions. Now I'd like to turn specifically to economic development. Mr. Jack Liburn is the best in the Ridenhall Way second, both in District 5 and across the county. I tried, Jack, but I'm not there for you. Today, we continue to meet with folks in the community, business leaders, leadership, and obviously forums like this throughout the county. And we stay committed to putting attention to our downtown main streets, ensuring the resources needed get to the jurisdictions. Working with our state MDOT, Department of Transportation, State Highway Administration, to focus on our state highways here in Carroll County. Obviously, my district, Highway 32, Main Streets, and 26 are my priority in District 5, but also 140, 97, 27, and the list goes on. We have a great dialogue and rapport relationship with our state administrator, along with the administration as a whole. And that doesn't come easy. That comes from, again, the ability to get with them, listen and learn their resources, and ensure that they understand our priorities. And there's a transition in the state highway administration recently, and they're not going to miss a beat because of the great relationship that we have with them. Ensuring that we keep the momentum of the Freedom Plan and the other designated growth areas, working with the communities and staff to stay focused on the values that got us to this point, blah, 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 and keeping our vision on maintaining our wonderful quality of life as we work through our newly adopted zoning codes from industrial to residential. We recently finished the three codes, definitions, industrial, commercial, employment campuses. We're getting ready to walk into the residential, and then after that, agriculture. The success to that is the communications, is your input, your ideas, your thoughts. Whether you come to our open meetings, which all our meetings are open, if you email us, if you reach out to us again, informally, and allow us to carry those comments forward. That is how we will find the quality of life that we want here in Carroll County with the success of these rezoning or of the zoning definitions that haven't been further defined probably in the last 30, 40 years. So I think we're taking a major step forward. In addition, business is doing well throughout the county. You know, there are 11 manufacturing companies and 3 high-tech companies that have either expanded or called now Carroll County home over the past year, with 4 large additional manufacturers in the pipeline. 3 land development, just to give you a feel. The North Carroll Business Park is 72 acres, located up in Hampstead, as we know. That's going to contain over 500,000 square feet, a $70 million capital investment. The Mount Airy Business Park is a 129-acre employment campus off of 27, and that's going to have up to 900,000 square feet at build-out with a $135 million investment. The one I'm most familiar with is the one down in Warfield in Sykesville, which is a mixed-use development consisting of 145 townhomes, when all finished and all said and done, retail office space, with a capital investment of $123 million. In total, just these three land development projects are going to bring 1.5 million square feet, over 1.5 million square feet, of marketable business inventory to Carroll County with a total investment of over $300 million. Now, in addition, we reorganized our small business approach here in Carroll County that partners our great Chamber of Commerce, the Community College, Small Business Administration, and the community at large to provide the best approach that's for small business development. We centralized the small business efforts where they belong under our economic development leadership. Partnership and communications are key to the success of small business in our county, and we are committed to that success. Blah, blah, blah. Carroll County has many qualities of life attributes, as we all know. Top national and state rankings in safety, health, education, parks, recreation. Agricultural preservation, as was shared by Commissioner Weaver, I'm absolutely committed to that agricultural preservation here in Carroll County. That is a character of Carroll County that I just love. And our household incomes. All of these attributes, along with you, make Carroll County a great place to call home. We have a lot of work still to do regarding our upcoming budget, and by following through with our commitments, I'm confident that we'll be successful. We will work with you in a collaborative and transparent manner, as we try to always do, and I count on you to keep us accountable to that effort. Your insight and opinions matter. I believe this is apparent, as I mentioned, with the rezoning that we just finished, and now as we embark on the residential zoning. We look forward to that continued engagement with you in order to get it right. You know, a few weeks ago, a few of the commissioners and I went down to Cambridge to the Maryland Association of Counties Winter Conference. What was cool about that was a key takeaway that I just want to share a little bit with you this morning, that Carroll County is on the forefront, as you know, of many initiatives and a model for the rest of the state when it comes to taking care of the community. Specifically, our Veterans Service Program was a shout out of the best of the best. This is a testament to the county, back on the glasses, team comprised of our citizen services staff, and most of all you, our community, as we focus on action and not accolades. In other words, our focus is taking care of our veterans that deserve to be taken care of and get the quality of life, not on flagpoles or dedications or monuments, but on meaningful services for our entire veteran community. We want to ensure that all our veterans are identified in the VA system, provide for their transportation needs, and most of all ensure that our veterans have the quality of life they deserve as Carroll Countyans. Bottom line, once again, our county is strong. There's a lot going on in our communities and neighborhoods where I believe we are making a real difference. By ensuring we all stay involved and committed to maintaining our excellent quality of life. I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to my family, they have to put up with me, my fellow commissioners, our government team, the chamber, and especially you, our community, where we are all committed to working together. And as always, life is great. Thanks.